Previously, you said that it is the intense emotions that actually provoke evolution. It is the intense emotions that are creative. You will notice that when things are going well, you tend to coast. And so I wanted to ask about coasting. A book I like has a quote in which a guru tells a student, "You have an easy life this time around. Don't waste it." But it's when it's easy that coasting occurs. And I guess that's why this planet keeps throwing us curves to push us toward expansion.
Yes, and so the don't waste it part is humanity has not yet evolved, although you are all leading edge creators of it. The next step in evolution of consciousness is that you would not need to be pain motivated, that you could be joy motivated, that you could be happiness motivated, that you could be very creative and skip the suffering artist, that you could be leaders without the angst, without the chaos, without the struggle, without the fighting against anything. And it is already happening on your fabulous planet at many levels. And so we invite you to realize that it is not the norm yet, and that when you are happy, it is easy to coast because, quite frankly, we hear that you are exhausted from the struggle. And instead, if you could evolve yourself, then when things are going right, what new challenge could you take on? And those are your highly creative, productive people. We are not speaking of the productivity that is to avoid silence or to avoid consciousness or to avoid healing or growth. We are talking about the kind of productivity where people fall in love with the giving, with the expansion. They love the process. As we were speaking earlier, embrace the struggle because fulfillment follows. And are you not aware of all your fabulous TV shows, the people that will climb mountains, that will go hungry, that will be in your Olympics soon, and all that they struggle? And why do they do this? Because they love the feeling of accomplishment. They're just doing it very, very quickly. They say yes every morning to the struggle. Your ballerinas, the way they work their body, your extreme athletes, the surgeons that can do surgeries for hours and save lives dramatically, the inventors who will not sleep and have normal lives to just keep blessing humanity with ideas. They're just streaming this consciousness through. Whether you do it through mind, whether you do it through body, whether you do it through the exploration of the planet, whether you do it through creativity in science or pharmaceuticals or in poetry or in painting or in your technology and your video creations, these are people who just say yes to the struggle because they love the success. And that is the invitation. That is what you desire to remember by coming and being in these exchanges with us. And we hope that you can feel our passion. And we would like to point out that that is why you choose this form. We do not, that is as intense as we feel. We do not feel the extreme intense emotions that you feel. And that is why it is so creative in form. And we invite you to imagine that if you could say yes to that, you would begin to have a much better experience.